Music therapy. May one listen to music during the 3 weeks for emotional and mental health purposes? So, in general, as we know, it is forbidden to listen to music or play music during the period of the 3 weeks as a sign of mourning. Although the Shulchan Aruch does not make actual mention of this prohibition, it is recorded in the Prima Gadin, the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, and in all Peiskei Zmaneinu. It's always the custom that we do not listen to music, whether it's live or recorded, as brought in the Peiskim of today, and even if it is Nigunim. However, the question is asked, does this apply in all cases, and would it also apply in a case where I need to listen to music for therapeutic purposes? I'm in an emotional or mental unhealthy state, which music can help remove me from and upstart my mood. Is there such a thing as using music as medicine? So the answer is as follows. The prohibition of the minhag of not listening to music is only when it's done for purposes of pleasure. So it was explicitly understood from all the Peskim who rule that a musician may continue playing during the period of the 3 weeks until Reish Chodesh Menachem Av. He may play for Gaim as he is not receiving pleasure from doing so, as it's his parnasa. So it was also understood from the Magen Avraham in 569 and Saita 49a that the Isser of singing does not apply during times of laborious work when is doing so in order to hasten his workability to give him more energy and motivation. So we clearly see in the sources a differentiation between music for the sake of pleasure and music for ulterior purposes. Accordingly, certainly one may listen to music for therapeutic purposes, such as to remove depression, anxiety, or other mental or emotional turmoils that one is currently experiencing. As the Shevet Halevi writes in his Tshuva in Volume 8, Tshuva 127, this especially applies towards women who may do so to remove their depression, and listening to music for them is permitted during those times. Nonetheless, if one is able to accomplish this music therapy without listening to the prohibited types of music, but rather such, for example, listening to a cappella music, or through listening to various nature sounds such as rainwater, waterfalls, birds, etc., then one is obviously to precede doing so rather than proceed right away with the music that is accustomed not to be listened to. Based on all this, we can also understand that one who is driving late at night and has suspicion and worry that he may fall asleep at the wheel, which is catastrophic, chas v'shalom, if it were to occur, he may turn on loud music for the sake of keeping him awake and making his ride more safe.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.